Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 15th today of February 2026. It's 7:30 in the morning, and I am making a cup of coffee and a cup of tea for Julia and me. I hope you are all well. The wind is howling round the house this morning. It's overcast, but very, very blowy. It is not so nice. It's cold. Freezing cold in the house. We're going to have to get the logs on again. But, I'm running out. This log delivery on the 27th seems to be so slow to approach. I've already had to get three more bags because I've misjudged it from the last delivery, which you probably have heard about. And we are running out again. I cannot believe it. But I cannot bear to be cold in the house. There's no other heating, you see. So I will not make that judgment again. So wrong. I bloody hope not. Anyway, right, I've got to just make this tea and coffee. See if I've got enough water in the kettle. I'll just splash a bit more. Sorry about the noises. It's all part of the service, as they say. The kitchen is full of washing at the moment, but not dry, which is a shame. We put them in last thing at night, and sometimes it's awkward to get to the surfaces because of the hanging washing. Right, sort out these cups. Yesterday we were on the land. We've been on the land 2 days running. The first day, Sunday. On Saturday we recorded the English couple update. And you may have seen it, of course. Bear with me, I'll find a cup. And in that we spoke about various things, of course. One of them was about collecting some scaffold boards, to build a decking. Well, yesterday it was a lovely sunny day, albeit a bit cold, but still as in not blowing. And yes, we built the decking. So although we did film a bit, Julia's dad came over and we filmed a little bit of our escapades up there, so that was good. But I'm hoping that the footage, I just steamed up my glasses, I'm hoping that the footage will come this week so that next Saturday we can have an edited version of all of our stuff. Sorry, I'm on the other side of the kitchen getting milk. And it was very muddy, as you can imagine, up on the land. One of the things we've been looking at is Facebook Marketplace for various bits and pieces. And various bits and pieces that people are selling come up. But the bastards never seem to answer. You say, hello, I'm interested in whatever it is you're selling. Is it still available? How much is it? When can I come and collect it? Blah, blah, blah. And they don't answer. What is the point? I should probably mention that in my pipe smoking video today, which I have yet to record. Normally record it the day before so it can go out nice and early. But today I am running a bit late because of the being out yesterday and then coming back thoroughly worn out from all our bits and pieces. And the house was cold and getting something. We just relaxed and I thought, sod it, I will do what I've got to do with the pipe smoking thing this morning. which I shall do shortly after I have made a cup of tea for the lovely Julia and I, as we are in the throes of getting ourselves up, and then I should go and record that and upload that for everybody, whoever wishes to see it. And also, second part of my little short story, A Smoke in the Woods, is up on the same web page, little impromptu web page that I put together last week. And I called it First Drafts, and I'm recording these little ditties and things that I do, and I'll just shove up little audio MP3s, so that people can listen if they so wish. And so you'll have to go to the pipe smoking video from last week to get the link. It'll go in this week if you also want it. So there you are. Right, let me just take this little piggy up to market, take the cup of tea to Julia. But why do people not answer on Facebook Marketplace? I really don't understand. They obviously want to get rid of stuff, whether that's rubble that we're looking for, or whether that's a tractor that people are actually selling, or whether it's compost and various different things, you know, some of these. And they just don't answer. And you think, what is the point? Why stick the stuff up? The other really bugbear that I have is they don't take them down when they've sold the thing. So that if they have sold it and they can't be asked to answer it, what's the point? What's the point of keeping the advert up so that people continually plague them? Cup of tea for you, my darling.
Thank you, my darling.
Would you like the fire on? It is blooming chilly in here, isn't it?
Yeah, if you come back to get dressed soon, yes.
Yes, I certainly shall. Bear with me. That's all right. So, yes, it's only 7:30, and it is a Sunday.
What are you doing up?
Eh? What do you mean, what am I doing up?
No.
I like being up early. I'm an early bird, me. Yeah. Ordinarily. And 7:30 to me is not early. It's quite, well, 5:00 would be early.
Five till eight
is early
for a Sunday, surely.
Yeah, well, everybody has their...
Yeah.
I can't... What's the matter with this?
Has it run out?
It might have. Oh, there we go. I was saying we don't have any other heating in the house. Well, that was a not a lie as such, but a non-truth. We have, yes, I forgot that we do have this one little gas, I don't know what you call it,
gas fire,
you know, bottle, portable, mobile thing, although it's not actually very mobile because it's bloody heavy and it's clunky. It's about 3 foot high and 2 foot wide, you know, these things with a butane. Butane thing. Anyway, I've put it on and I shall be back shortly to...
Okay, I'll see you tally.
Yes, all right, my darling. I'll let the room warm up. My pleasure. We are in thick, not under clothes, what would you call it? I'm in jogging shorts and a big fat jumper. Rumbling round that paddock. I was going to say it's too early. It's not too early, but I can't get my brain into gear. Yes, too cold to get the right words out. That's what it is. Anyway, it's February, and we're slowly now, slowly getting longer days, although cold in some instances, and very windy, as I mentioned, but... what was the other point that I was going to mention? Yes, yeah, so now the mornings are slowly lightening up. It's so difficult to get up early when it's really cold. You're snugged up in bed and it's a Sunday and you haven't really got a lot to do necessarily. You know, you're not off somewhere and you could lounge about and you've been working hard. Oh, it's raining as well. It is, you know, getting that motivation to get up into a cold house. Can be, but you do in life, you need to sometimes fight the urge just to stay in snug land. But at other times, you do need to keep yourself in that snug land and stay warm. But it is bleak out there today. It is bleak. And I have, on many occasions in the past, when it's been like this, when I'm on my own, and I've been writing my children's books in the past, I have just stayed in bed and wrapped the... I've got dressed, and I've gone back to bed and wrapped the covers round me, because it is too bleeding cold to stay downstairs in the house. Now, I don't know whether I've mentioned this before. I probably have. But I have in my cupboard under the stairs one coat which I bought, I think, from Millitz. And it is the warmest coat I've ever worn. And I bought it for going out on the Bald Explorer walks. But the thing about this coat is it's too hot, even when it's really cold. It would be good in the Arctic or the Antarctic if you're wandering over the snowy wastes, never likely to return. And it would be good for that. But I have sat in it with fingerless gloves and long johns and trousers with this big coat and written, because it was the only thing that kept me warm. But it is bulky, as you can imagine, so I haven't really been wearing that, because I like to be on the move as much as possible. And there, the first slurp. Actually, I did get up a bit earlier this morning and was doing some reading. I woke up for some reason, I couldn't sleep, and I just padded down the stairs, wrapped myself up in blankets and jumpers and things, and went downstairs for a little read, and then came back for a cuddle up to the lovely Julia. But very pleased to have had a couple of days where we've been able to go to the land. The weather has just been atrocious, and so there we are. We've made this decking, which will be lovely, and I'm rather hoping that next week, although I'm told that there's a lot of wind and rain coming, we're nice to make the pipe smoking video from the decking on our little bit of God's earth, which would be very nice. I'm just going to come back into the bedroom and finish off this new dude, grab a pillow and have my cup of coffee and have a little natter. I've been reading another of R.F. Delderfield's books called The Dreaming Suburb, and it's fascinating. I love it. Very well written. I think I read, did I read to you a bit the other day? I just like his style, and it's very good. At the moment, he is, he's been talking about Boxer and Bernard, who...
He's talking about twins, isn't he?
Yes, he does like twins. And, yes, because in the, what was the other one called? A Post of Honour, which is the second of the Horseman Riding By series. Hang on, I just got to plonk you down for a second. Sorry about the erroneous noises and get myself into a better position in the bed. Yes, he did have a couple of twins there who were... they were also sort of awkward. He wrote them as an awkward couple, didn't he? Well, these two, Boxers and Bernard, they've done all sorts of things. They've been... This is based in 1930s, just before the Second World War. And they've been a right old, when they were younger, a right old pair at school, causing all sorts of stuff to get rid of the existing headmaster. They managed to get rid of him. Do you would like me to pass you your tea?
Yes, please.
Here we go. And,
thank you very kindly.
And now, in later life, they've been doing all sorts of weird jobs. They've ended up, and this is what I like about R.F. Delderfield, he can write very normally, and you think, yes, it's all very nice, all very sedate, and da-da-da. And then extraordinary things happen. Oh, yes, that's right. I was reading about the great Eugene the last time we spoke. And now he's talking about these twins, who have become stunt bike extraordinaires, and they're going on tour around England doing their stunting stuff, and one of them has he says they're very difficult for them you know, they're young men, and they get the pick of the young ladies who watch them doing their stunting on their bikes, you know. And they said, but they're inseparable, this couple. They've very barely ever been apart. So one of them will attract some young filly at an event, arrange to meet her at the cinema or wherever, or a coffee shop or a dance. And when she turns up, the twins, both of them turn up. And so she's very off put by having a second one who she doesn't fancy accompanying them. And then in the end, one of them got so drunk, he apparently proposed to this woman, and now she's chasing him. And it's funny because I don't know whether it's still a thing now, but in the old days, if you promised to marry someone, that's like a contract, and you would be forced to continue with that, especially if somebody has put the banns in the paper. And yes, the full force of the law would come down. It's probably not a legal thing these days, but it appears that it was at one point. Very extraordinary. It's like you can't change your mind before the deed because you've promised the poor girl that you will marry her. Anyway, when he was blind drunk, he did promise, and it was down to the other one. I think it was Boxer who managed to spirit him away on his motorbike. Anyway, that's what I was reading this morning. It's all very melodramatic nonsense, really, but fun, you know. That's what I love about fiction, is it takes you into another world and less drab than the one we're living in, especially when the weather is as awful as it is at the moment. My neighbour, who has been renovating his house, my neighbour but one, I think it is, and whose rubble from the back garden he dug up and put into plastic bags and left in the lane at the back of the house, causing a nuisance to other people who park their cars. And we said, well, don't worry, we'll take it from you because we need the rubble on our track on the land. He has some slabs, and I saw him yesterday as we came back, and I said, oh, and they seem to be out the front of his house, along with a wheelbarrow. And I said, do you want those slabs? He said, no, no, you can take them if you want. Quite heavy. So I'm going to have to get the lovely Julia to collect them up. Mm-hmm. There's only probably about 10 or 12 of them, but they'd be very useful around our decking, you see. Would be very nice. So I want to try and gather them up today.
Not like a paving, not like a patio, but...
No, these are quite thick, aren't they? They're quite thick stone slabs.
Stepping stone type thing.
Yes. And he had a wheelbarrow, and I was thinking of buying another wheelbarrow. And he said, oh, no, it's no good. The tyre's knackered. Well, I had a look at it. I want to examine it a little bit more closely today because I do have four spare wheelbarrow tyres. Yeah. Which are in my shed,
But they're the Tim Bath go-kart
They are. But I also have another set of four.
Oh.
Which are solid ones, as opposed to pneumatic. But you're quite right, the Tim Bath. But anyway, if the axle diameter is about right, and one can get that off, and the wheelbarrow is, I mean, it's, you know, it's got cement on it and paint and what have you, but that won't matter. It's quite a big one. And if it's going for free, he said, well, you can have it if you can repair it.
Yoink.
And that's the thing on the land, isn't it? Where, you know, what other people throw away as broken and not particularly looking nice doesn't matter to us as such. If it's serviceable.
Functioning.
And we can put compost in it, mud, brambles, you know.
Each other.
We have wheelbarrow races.
We don't do that. We're very sensible.
Oh, very highly sensible. Yeah. But yes. So, and at the moment, of course, until we are able to find the correct tractor that we want, we have to wheelbarrow everything up the track because it's so wet. Until we've got are sufficient rubble, and we haven't got that yet, but we're getting there, to service the track so that even when it's wet, we can still drive up there. We really need a good solid base of rubble and stuff. So I'm going to have a look at those. I'm going to nip out there and see before somebody else asks for it and just takes it.
Yeah. Can't have anyone else yoinking it.
Yeah, so don't you dare.
Yeah, we've pre-planned to yoink that.
Yeah, it's like a promise to be married. If you, we have to take it now. Anyway, I want to, you know, I need really a space out the front, because there's parking out the front that people park out, and there's probably, they're not going to be that open, that people are not going to be up and about. But somebody might have to have something to go to in the morning. And if there's a space available, I'll whiz the van round, which will be...
wake them straight
down. Yeah, because they've piled them out the front in their garden rather than at the back, which was more convenient for us to load up the van.
Yeah, if that wheelbarrow was working, which of course if it was working, it wouldn't be out the front ready for grabs, but no. If it was, we'd be able to just quickly nip them around the back.
And we have a nice wheelbarrow there on the land, but that's no good. We didn't.
It's there.
Yeah, we didn't bring it back. If we'd brought it back, we could have.
We nearly did.
We nearly did. You did say, didn't you?
I did
you?
Say, oh, do we have to walk it back up the field? And he said yes.
I said, yeah, keep it there. Rather than load up the van, because we might need to put something else in the van. I tell you what, the van needs a jolly good clear out.
And this is a good van.
This is a brilliant van. And also I've got to get the brakes serviced, which is a pain. And there used to be something called Better Brakes around. You could just drive in and they'd like the exhaust people. They would sort of do it within an hour or whatever.
Not Quick Fit?
Yeah, that's the exhaust people, isn't it? Is Quick Fit the exhaust people? Do they do other things?
Yeah.
I just thought they did exhausts.
No, Quick Fit, they do all sorts.
Oh, do they? Mm. Didn't know that.
So they're called Quick Fit, not Quick, what is it you said?
Exhaust.
Tires.
No, exhaust.
Quick exhausts, yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. I've only ever used them, I think, twice to do exhausts. Mm. And that was exhausting amount of money to pay. But they did it, so I have, if I can find his email address, there's a friendly little chap who came and serviced the van some time ago, and if I can find his address, I know his name is Tom, and he was very reasonable, and he came and sorted out the van last time. But yeah, anyway.
If only he could do little hatchbacks too.
He probably would.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be handy.
Mm. As long you need to get yours up on a ramp, don't you?
I do. I probably need to take it to Quick Fit and get them to have a look.
And have it fitted quickly.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all an expense, isn't it?
Sorry. Slow on the uptake there.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll sort it all out for you. So, I want to get the pipe smoking video done. That will be the next thing I do once I've got myself dressed and shaved and things. Washed and what have you. Brushed up.
Scrubbed up.
It's cold everywhere else though, so we've got to work out what we're doing in terms of heating the house, because I need to eke out the logs now. I'm still building up the strength from this illness thing that I had, but if I was stronger, I would be tempted to get the old chainsaw out and bring back some logs from the land. But, of course, everything up on the land at the moment is absolutely sodden, so it wouldn't be any good anyway. We do have some in our little wood store, but they're not huge logs,
No. And
they would just gobble up in a day.
Yeah, it's not really worth bringing them back, is it?
No.
They're good for the fire there, I mean, because they're right there, and
got
a fire there. But
and sometimes you do see them on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace.
Mm.
But nobody bloody answers. You know, they put their adverts out. Would you like some of this, that and the other? Yes, please. Can I come over and pick some up then? Hello?
Tumbleweed.
Hello, anybody there? I know you think that they're probably sitting around going, why isn't anybody buying the things I want to sell? It's because you're not bloody answering. What is the matter with these people? So I don't know how you know, they don't leave a phone number. That's the annoying thing. If they left a phone number, you could ring them up. say, excuse me, I want to come around and pick up that whatever it is that you put up there on Facebook Marketplace. So in the end, I probably won't use Facebook Marketplace, because if people don't answer, what's the point of wasting your time searching for stuff and going, oh, look, that's good?
Because on the rare occasion, it actually is really good. When it works, it really works and well.
Yes.
But sadly,
yes, there needs to be a better system, and I'm surprised nobody's come up with it. But there we go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, 25 minutes in, I think I've probably bent your ear long enough, but apologies for not doing these every day. At the moment, it's sort of every other day or when one can, because one is busy, running around and trying to get other things done. There's lots to do in this little life that we live, and I'm sure you are the same, especially at the moment. Anyway, thank you very much for listening and tuning in, and don't forget the pipe smoking video will be around probably from, I imagine, 10-ish onwards, something like that, hopefully, if I can get my finger out. There it is.
I was going to say, out of where?
Out of where? I don't know, wherever they say, get your finger out. It's like, well, where is it? Probably we best not know.
Yeah.
Until the next time, thank you for listening. Bye for now.